All right, we'd like to welcome you back again to HelloEarth.info with Michael in Maui. And I also want to thank NASA for all they've done. I have gotten a couple emails saying, oh, you know, you may not like NASA. And, oh, yes, I do like NASA. They just keep things a secret. You can see the secrecy thing in there in the Space Act of 1958. But anyway, Michael's in the line, and we're all set to go. So, hello, Michael.
Hello, Curtis. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Michael was just asking about the wire, and I said, oh, no, I haven't seen them replacing any wire on telephone poles. But I even told my mailman, as soon as you see them, let me know. So that's still in the works. And, well, this is hour 23. And we had some nice comments about the last hour. That was very interesting, Michael. And I'll just let you take it away and see where things go.
Okay. Well, one of the things that is an offshoot from the last hour probably is in individuals... Anyone wanting to participate or to become active in the community of the divine. we have really been instituted with quite a beautiful operation because of the bestowed Christ Michael, Jesus Christ, who did come, and because of that left a powerful move, you might say catalyst, but it's much more than a catalyst, for us to participate in the entire divine plan, which seemed to have been hidden. In fact, that plan, which was hidden for ages, it really wasn't taught on Earth. It was sort of like mysterious. And then when it was taught, it was covered up. Believe it or not, it was taught in other faiths, other philosophies, where the actual truth was that God, the Father, is already with us. Question that I had cried out, God, where are you? At one time, which started the whole event with the interception, being intercepted, and then having the experience with Tan, was to expose me to this truth, which is already here. And that is that God is already with us. Our Father is with us in spirit, actually in our very being. And people like Greg Braden, I think it was, that wrote the God Code, that has already found out that it is announced in the very structure of our DNA. If brought to words, says that God is within the body, God within the body. And that truth, that power, brings forth a lot of unusual sometimes, but once you've come to become enlightened of it, it becomes more normal, essentially a growth, an experiential growth beyond ourselves. And that would be getting in touch with our fractal image of God, our eternal adjuster, the name that Iran Jabuk gives it. This eternal adjuster really is God, really is who we are. We are individuals who have this wonderful gift already implanted in us, and it remains latent, almost like a seed stored never really doing anything until it is ignited by our own desires and our own true search, and then it comes to a germinate. It comes alive. And one of the signs was of this enlivenment or new life is the language of angels, the language of both men and of angels that seem to be ignited within the actual code. And we know that language is a code. Language is an audio code, and we use word symbols. And of course, if you make minor adjustments to any word symbol, they can end up being a whole different language, yet the same language. And that's some of the explanation of it is. But one of the things that it starts off is that it was already taught in an elemental way, and it's one of the most powerful telepathic messages that you can ever send to the universe, which was the Lord's Prayer. And I've seen people who have testified that in situations where they have been intercepted with what they considered not very nice aliens, the Lord's Prayer was what got rid of them. And that is actually true, because what the Lord's Prayer actually does is it attunes ourselves to both the internal adjuster and ourselves, and that brings about a immediate connection to the divine source and center, the first source and center. And this is what chases them away, because immediately there is a absolute knowledge that these entities, these beings, are violating I guess you might say, divine order or law. Consequently, they just back off real quick.
But anything else they say, they don't seem to back off real quick. But that they really can communicate with those words.
Yeah, I mean, there was just a simple cry. People, you know, get in a situation and they only know this one prayer, and they say, "Oh, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, and forgive others who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Amen. That deliver us from evil part is in there.
Yes, but it is.
Most importantly is, it gives us the attention through a format which actually does ping, a technical term, ping the adjuster. This is an internet term, so if you want to find out how many if the router is alive out there, I'll ping its IP. You know, it's alive. It comes back and says, "Hello, this is my address." But yeah. The Lord's Prayer does is something like that, except, you know, much more powerful. Yeah. It's like, "Hello, are you? Hello, God, are you there?" And immediately there is a response. So this needs to come from the heart, and people just use that form. And if it truly comes from the heart, it will actually be communicated internally, because our prayers, sometimes people think they gotta ascend like incense up into the sky, mm-hmm. but it's really not that way. It works within us, and then the incense, actually the smoke of glory of God, actually comes upon us, not because because it's almost like the, when the elders began to sing, they did illuminate some things, but more it was the invitation of the glory of God that came into the room.
Quite,
and that is
quite powerful.
The power. What was that you were saying?
I was just saying, I've heard this before, but it's quite powerful, the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, yes. It's probably the most powerful prayer that anyone can say. From that point, you start to move into a more fluid sense with more specific knowledge, and it starts that way. And if it can, it really is a very good starting point. However, there is a point where the Holy Spirit will actually empower an individual with more than just contact or pinging getting the attention of God, but actually becoming a more fluid vessel for the operation of God here on earth through you. And that's exactly what they are working on right now. And in fact, they've been agonizing over earth. I'm talking about the extraterrestrials. They're literally agonizing over earth, waiting for this birth, coming forth of all the sons of God, actually the ones who have been awakened by this motion, move to become, you know, a truly normal way of being. Right now it seems not so normal.
Normal way of being?
Yeah, what I mean by that is we have understood that much of what we do seems to be done in our world and in the atmosphere, in the physical senses, but we don't realize that we truly are to go beyond that. We have to move and literally exercise ourselves in all of the dimensions that are given to us. And we're reminded of these things by actually watching some things that happen in life and in nature. We've all, you know, gone through our little elementary or middle school biology lesson and watched a butterfly or a moth form a cocoon or a chrysalis. And you know, it was a caterpillar, worm, such of an animal that, you know, got, you know, fat. It had no idea what it was going to become. And then you see it kind of cocoon itself or puts itself in a chrysalis. And then at the appropriate time, out comes a butterfly or a beautiful moth.
Yes.
This metamorphosis is actually almost the way they put it into my heart, is their anxious anticipation of the coming forth of the sons of God. Last time I mentioned how we were like Christ was the firstborn of many brethren, of many sons, many brothers, firstborn in terms of the human way of ascending the divine call, the human way, starting from a mortal, where many have come the other way, where they started out pretty much as created beings of light and descend to the order where some of them actually interfaced with us, and we see them as beings quite glorious, beings of light. And we actually many times can communicate with them. But But what is interesting is that how we can have this for all if we just start off with very simple things, such as understanding the Lord's Prayer, understanding this simple method, that and allow your heart to open. Because if our heart is closed, and we really cannot truly apply what we feel and what we know as love toward God out there, in a sense, but actually letting it happen inside of us, what will actually happen is the beginning of a grand experience of really becoming a new created being, a new level of being, this morontial step, you might say, which includes coming out with a language that is quite unique. It's a language sometimes that is, you can find it here on Earth someplace sometimes. Sometimes that one would not be found here on Earth. It would be a codified language that cannot be broken by, let's say, some of those who are not so friendly to the cause. And consequently, you have a encrypted code of communique that is open to you, besides having a true, truly understandable language, you might say, one that can be translated. So, when I did speak in the language, it happens a lot, and there are times in which I may begin to speak words that do not seem to be understandable, but if you were to listen to this, the understanding will come shortly after that, which would be a translation. And when something like this happens, it tends to be that there's sort of like an inner somebody, there's a break-in, and there's information that needs to come out and need to be explained. But right now, all I'm doing is teaching. I'm just explaining to you what can happen in the broadcast, or the what can happen during the actual interview or answering of a question. So that Curtis, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, so when you want, when anyone wants to get closer to the first source and center, these seven psychic circles of divine attainment, or you might say inner navigation toward the first source, to become, you know, essentially one with God, that happens right here within ourselves through life. And there's an interesting thing that you need to know, is that where the religions of the world have failed was they gave dictates and laws. And dictates and laws were confusing, and many times were misinterpreted, and consequently, many times it was abused and became cruel and became nearly impossible to follow. You understand what I mean there?
Yes, I do. I believe I do, but I don't have as much of a background in
well, you know,
religion.
Sometimes people say, I don't like certain religion because, or certain church group, or certain because they dictate this, and, you know, I don't believe in that, and this and that. And it goes on and on and on. But what is really so important in navigating the psychic circles is aiming your heart toward God. No matter what you're doing, if your heart and your very being is aimed toward the first source of center, no matter where you may be, you sort of have a direction. You have a direction that is right, that is correct. As a result, you can choose to make decisions that are right in perspective of navigating this, divine nature, the divine way. If you don't know where the center is, you're not really pointing toward the first source's center, which is really a problem, because you know you can express your life without even giving a care to that. As a result, your decision base or your decision base may not the correct one. If I were to navigate toward a city in the United States, let's say Denver or something,
okay,
kind of in the middle area, and I was in Canada and I wanted to go there, I would say my direction would have to be toward the south. But let's say I'm in Mexico and I wanted to go there, I'd say I'd want to go more north. What are you talking about going south? And pretty soon you got people basically knowing the correct direction, but then fighting about it in terms of their perspectives.
Yeah,
going the correct direction.
Right, heading in that direction.
Yeah, except in the light of somebody else's understanding, it may be totally wrong. And that's one of the things that I, in fact, got corrected, because I became very, at one time, very sort of narrow-minded, and this is a weakness of it. And I began to be fully enlightened and understand that this truth is very simple. It's not very convoluted and mixed with traditions and ideas, and all of that can be stripped off, and it has a very simple source, and it helps us as a society to elevate if we can fully become that way. But we just all just know. You might say apply the golden rule, you might say, or apply the first rule, which is to love God so much that you know where he's at all the time. And you can always base your choices with that in mind. But anyway, that's one of the things that navigating these psychic circles comes about, but it also ends up becoming beyond. I don't think that when we go back to the metamorphosis idea, that caterpillar knew that it was going to fly one day. That's a totally different mode of travel for it. When it was just eating and, you know, seeming like just, you know, this thing is just, all it does is eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of wonder if that's its whole life cycle. And no, it goes beyond that. Even though they're kind of squishy and kind of fun to play with, you know, but when they transform and they become that butterfly, it's totally different, with a whole new dimension. And that's the dimension that I want to you know, help you to understand moving into, which is perhaps the tongues or the languages of angels, the operations of knowing and being able to hear answers that come.
Mm-hmm.
to your own personal question.
Well, nature sure is beautiful. A little tiny seed can be a huge tree.
Right.
Or a caterpillar can turn into something that with those big flappy wings. I can't believe they can even fly in that strong wind.
Exactly. It's actually it's like the bumblebees, scientifically not supposed to be able to fly.
Yeah, they can't fly. But I hear they levitate themselves.
They levitate themselves, that's true.
They just use those wings for direction.
Yeah. So, in this move, there is a request, I believe, from... there's a request to translate, "God the Father be with me all the time." And this is a very important statement, because this request is a piece of the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really need to have that in a codified language. However, if you wanted it to be a codified language, if you wanted it to be the language that comes from the aliens, and it would be a language that would be your own. You could have it your way, but if I were to read it right now, "God the Father be with me all the time," so it means like calling God like crying out, "Father, Father," and then God, and then being with me, and this is the structure of that particular verse in one of the dialects. But it's unimportant. I don't want to say that you need to follow that, because it's more important that you have a heart that is truly in love with God. And when that happens, He will speak the language through you. In other words, you don't need to compose it. You would literally feel a freedom to speak words that you don't even know are there. And when that happens, it is for you as an individual to know that you're now stretching your butterfly wings. You're beginning to get to a point where you might take off and fly, but maybe not yet. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And it just becomes more and more dynamic. People have heard me over and over speak. They said, "Sometimes you sound this way, you sound like you're an American Indian. It sounds like an American Indian language." Because I've been on, reservations and stuff like that. And then other times people say, no. I heard it sounded like it was more closer to Hebrew. And others say, no, it's like Greek. And no. So it actually comes out, doesn't mean it will always be the same. Sometimes it is coded, and I cannot get understanding, but the inner adjuster is making some arrangements with yourself, and sort of like when we're running our computer, we don't see everything that is running underneath that makes it work. And if you were to see it, it'd be a whole bunch of code just running and not making much sense to us. And sometimes that opens up to us. But this is, like I say, part of the flapping of the wings, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
So is that more or less clear?
Yes, that sounds clear.
I don't want it to be mysterious, because it really isn't. It is part of our progression, and we need to just progress, you know. We do not allow the spirit to work. Let's say the energies or whatever it is that we want to call it really is spirit that causes this one former caterpillar to become a butterfly, and maybe not know it can fly eventually to do that. That knowledge is really part of where we move and have our being, which is right within the entire envelope of the real reality of God. And that's the important thing, is that if we desire not to, it will, you know, through fear, is one of the very first and primal ones, it won't happen. Things won't happen, right? They'll become ended, essentially. We won't progress. You as an individual won't progress. So, and fear is something that is not quite understood, because understood by many of the angelic beings or the alien types, because it is not really a way of doing things. You just are afraid, and because of that, you will limit yourself? Is that what you are saying?
That's what fear does.
Yes, and because of that, you, because of fear, you prefer not to move forward. You know, that's the whole process of growing, you know. Initially, we can fear growing up, you know, but it happens.
Or fear the dark.
There are many things, yeah. But instead, you could choose to be careful. You could also choose to overcome the dark with some device which would make light, something as simple as a candle.
I think we're afraid of the dark because our eyes aren't working. You know, our eyes are open, but they don't work. You know, they can't see.
Oh, yeah.
And because they can't see, it's like they don't work. As soon as you can see, this fear is going away.
Right. And that's what, you know, I'm just basically trying to make as simple as possible on this journey in our lives. This is just do what is offered to us.
Which is offered to us.
Yeah, it's offered to us. We can choose not to participate. And because of that, essentially, we won't have all the goodies, you might say. The extra splendor of the divine relationship.
But you said we have it all within ourselves?
It's already there.
We just have to activate it.
It is like, it's like the old joke. It was a funny joke that I remember. I was laughing at, because it was, you know, one of those dumb jokes. But that reminds me that, you know, many times we struggle through life, and this one guy explains that, you know, it's a a big struggle cutting down my forest, you know, cutting down these trees. I want to clear the land so I can you know, farm it. And the guy says, well, they invented something called the chainsaw. I just go down to the hardware store and you ask them for a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it'll cut, you know, the trees down without much sweat. I says, really? I says, go down to the store. So he goes down to the store and gets himself the chainsaw. And he says, you know, I've made actually less progress with that thing. I've tried, and I could cut two or three trees down easily with my axe, but this thing, man, it just barely got one done in the same amount of time. And he says, really? Well, let me go see it. Okay, so I go down and look at it. He says, it looks okay, picks it up, and he pulls the crank, and it goes, vroom, and the guy goes, wow, what's that noise? And sort of like, wow, what was that language you spoke?
Mm-hmm.
And that is that's when we get empowered. And it just happens. It really happens. It means that we now got our wings, and sort of like sort of flap them around a bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want it, it will happen. And sometimes maybe it takes somebody to pull the right cord, mm-hmm. you know? And there will be that actual confirmation. that's one of the ways I kind of, you know, explain to people sometimes what happens. Why did you mean all this time, you know, I've been struggling with this thing? Yes, because you didn't let the energy that was in your hand, you know, ignite and start working for you. You know, it's right within us.
And since you've been there, you can show us how we can move in that direction.
Yes, right. And I want to just, you know, sort of paint a picture of how powerful we are. And that's one of the things that I kind of, you know, was always telling Onisea or Nella how dumb I was, basically how stupid I was. I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I can't understand all of this stuff. And she kept saying, no, you're much more than that, much more, much higher, you know. And that statement goes for everyone, for all the human race. It's much more. We're much more wonderfully created beings than we realize. If we only pull the cord, you know, make that step, willing step toward loving God with everything we have, and giving that one big pull on that cord, and we'd start up a great, wonderful experience that goes and never ends. It goes on forever. That's the story of eternal life. That's the story of living waters. That is the story that all of what we do never ends, and the creation and the creativity continues on and on and on. But sometimes we want every little piece explained to us before we can jump in. But, you know, you go to the salesman at the store, maybe you need a little bit more instruction when you bought the chainsaw. He assumed mm-hmm. you knew how to use it. And that's what happened. Our instructions were interfered with in a very terrible way. And that terrible way was superseded by many, many divine appointed beings and sons that came and tried to teach us, but they always got confused and mixed up about this one truth, that it's already in us, it already can function, we just got to know how to start it, and then once it starts, it'll be a wonderful journey. People would make those things about climbing to the the wise man in the mountain,
mm-hmm.
or something, you know, making a tremendous journey up there to find enlightenment. But it's already within us. All you have to do was pull the cord, that means to love God with all your heart, all your mind, your soul, and your body. You know, and that is the starting, the chord. Once that is, it starts off with the Lord's Prayer and continues on and on and on and on. And the entire group of beings that are knowledgeable about this are beyond description. Of course, the ones that I saw I described, but they're just innumerable. I believe there's so many ways in which life can take its form. It's just that we have been kind of denied that truth. It was hidden from us for a purpose to control us.
It seems like we've been steered away from it.
Exactly.
And also, it's almost like we've steered away from it so far that it doesn't even exist anymore. And now new generations have... it's been passed down through the generations, and we really didn't know we had it in ourselves.
Yeah, might say that, but people have always tapped into it, and not knowingly, sometimes knowingly, and it would be, you know, manifested in different ways sometimes. But it would never have fruit that, or it would not bear fruit which is wrong or terrible. You know, it would always be good, be right, because it is not coming from the wrong place. And that's one of the important things that I noticed. Initially, when I met Tan and Ella, you know, I was almost scolding them and said, "Why are you here? I know you're not God. I know you're I know who you guys are. You guys are not even from Earth. Well, how dare you come and, you know, intercept my call for God?" But then I realized also that I said, if you can send someone to help me understand. And that was that.
Mm-hmm.
And, was here all along. You know, the answers are here all along, just muddled up through people's ideas that you don't listen to those things anymore.
If we're aiming toward God and we're trying to get in that direction and we're trying to get closer, how would we know we're going in the right direction and we're getting closer?
There is like an embrace that always happens. In other words, as you love God, there's a reciprocating effect. It's essentially, you feel loved. You don't feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like there is a communique going on. And as you move into that, more and deeper into that, and allow even your very being, your body, your our tongue, our language, to have God have his way with, he'll speak to us through our own voice, our own mouth. And this is for our personal level of development. Then it will send up to a higher levels later on where it could be used to help other people move on, which I'm doing right now. But it's for everyone, not limited or for some special prophet or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is like, you know, it's like, you mean after you get all of these caterpillars running around, you only got two or three that can turn into a butterfly? As far as if they all become a chrysalis, they all become a chrysalis, or they all go through their regular form, they all end up butterflies, the same kind. This process was interfered with, hidden from us, you know, this, the Bible in the King James Version says, the mystery of godliness that hid from the ages is now made manifest through to us, that is, Christ in us, the hope of glory. That is that simple statement, which is the same thing I'm saying, but that statement can be stated in many ways, and is stated even by the extraterrestrials. And right now, I was allowing them to speak, and they ended up telling me that they were, very anxious for all of us to come forth with this awakening. This awakened the group to see all of these ascendant butterflies, sons and God, who realize, stretch their wings, are actually moving toward the next level of divine attainment. Yeah. And they're very anxious about it.
They're anxious.
Very much.
Anxious. It's almost as though they're
like a parent and a grandparent, you might say,
mm-hmm.
or you know, that's waiting for their first grandchild or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
to blossom.
Huh?
To blossom.
To be born, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see the pregnancy happening, and you see the travail sometimes. And as the travail begins to happen, you know, this birthing process begins. I mean, it looks so horrible, but you get this anxiousness to see it finish its course. And they're almost suffering with us. You know,
you might suffering with us.
Huh?
They're almost suffering with us. I'm just thinking of your words.
Yeah, they're almost, yeah. Because of they know the difficulties that we go through are necessary. Yeah. And then the opening of a wonderful, glorious new age, the showing of themselves with splendor.
You said this is all necessary for us to go through all this stress and pain?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, after, you know, you say, oh, is life for it going to be painful and suffering? Of course not. Or is this the way a planet always going to grow up? Of course not. But in this condition, in this case, to break through this horrible barrier that is, you know, laid in, you know, traditions of men, traditions of religion, and traditions of countries, actually go to war to to continue their tradition of hate. You know, basically, many of these wars that are going on in the world are going on for, you know, it's worse than feuds that, you know, tend to go on sometimes generation after generation, because it's based on somebody else's interpretation of faith and reality of God and totality of reality and all of that. Creates the concept. You know, they got pointed in the wrong direction.
Well, not only they pointed in the wrong direction, but they're fighting it.
Yes. And that is, you know, this is a part of the clean. You know, it's like the part of the cleaning process is where the majority would see the ridiculousness of it and stand up and walk away from a false tradition or a false religion. no matter how big and powerful it is. And that's why sometimes these things have to happen that way.
It seems like they can't walk away from some of their beliefs and their religion and their fighting.
Yes, because it's so ingrained, it's so part of their society. Everything, you know, is that way. And that's part of the reason why it goes on that way. You know, it has to go through this not so easy time. But anyway, that's maybe not what we like to hear, but that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that people would understand that you can it starts out with a desire. And it moves on to greater and greater movements. One of the things I saw, I remember seeing, was some of these butterflies that would come out of their chrysalis. It's kind of like the strong wind would come, and you know they didn't hang on, or I'd move them, you know, remove them from there. Their chrysalis, you know, and watch their wings unfold. And I see some that were just, you know, in a normal way, and they dry out, and the wings unfold, and they kind of flap them and dry them out. Pretty soon they take off and they fly. And then I was watching those that didn't. They just seemed to crawl around, and something interfered with their normal way, and they kind of crawled around a lot longer before their wings, you know, dried out. And some of them didn't dry out quite right, and they ended up having a little bit of deformed wings. Some of them, because of what I what I monkeyed around with, I, you know, put them on the ground and they walked around and stuff like that. Didn't realize that they go through this whole series of processes and that's the problem we've been interfered with.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Interfered by whom?
Well, it was a type of galactic rebellion. The Bible and others and all the religions of the world talk about the devil. Basically, that's the bad guy in the picture. Basically, all they did was they interfered with the plan of this divine upbringing. We would have the vehicle right within us, try to hide it from us for the divine development to become forth as a son of God. So the sonship, the divine development of sonship, was hidden from all of the earth. That's why, even as much as I thought of those that I met out in New Jerusalem as being, you know, some kind of superior, even of the Dano never came across at trying to show himself as such a superior being. But evidently, he was. But it was never to interfere with that knowledge. That knowledge being we're designed for that. You know, our stay here on Earth, our being here on Earth, our development here on Earth, development here is like the caterpillar feasting upon the leaves and wherever he's eating up to come through the next metamorphosis, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And we started right now.
Which is a natural change for the butterfly.
It is natural, and it's supposed to be for us, but like I said, it was interfered with. And then the Yuachapa calls this a planet that has ascended or has come to a point where it is normally functioning. Its society is developed. Its people are understanding of it. Just go through life and successfully make this metamorphosis very, very normally, very easily. And because I have simply been walked through it, you know, and expressed it, I believe that anyone who desires that, follows these basic, very, very simple guidelines, will end up taking off and not being essentially like still crawling around like a caterpillar, but be moving on to a higher level of being. And this higher level of being is what was trying to be hidden from us.
Well, it's wonderful that you can, that you've been there, and can let us know that it is possible, and that we are growing.
Yes.
And we have the choice to grow.
Right. And need to choose to grow.
Need to choose.
Right. So, if you don't, you know, care about it, you just don't listen to any more of this, what you might say is just yak, 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 talk, talk, talk. Mm-hmm. Or you can try and do the very simple things. Simply fall in love with God. And He will, in the process, embrace you. Embrace you. And in the embrace, He will give to you your wings.
Wow. I have a smile on my face when you said that.
Yes.
To have wings.
Yeah, you will give to you your wings. And these wings are in that new dimension in who we are. Really becoming more and more divine as we go along. Divinity is our goal. The world laughs at us. People say that you are going to become divine. Ha, ha, ha. But that is not the message. The message was the other way around. You who are laughing at this are offered the divine way. You who say, you are going to become divine, I really offer that same plan. It's all on an equal footing. And if we turn away from that and turn toward God to the way that it was made, of course the bestowal experience can never be put down. When Jesus came, the Savior, Jesus, like, His name means Savior, the Watch book says Michael of Nebadon or Christ Michael, when you turn toward Him as your first direction, it was the human direction, it was one that was given to us, He'll point the way directly right onto the Father. The ignition will happen. The chainsaw will start up. All the greatest powers that are there will begin to happen. Wonderful things begin to happen.
And it's our normal way of, getting there.
Yes. It's a normal development. It's not, it's the way it's supposed to have been.
Well, this hour has gone so fast, I can't believe it. again, thank you, and we'll be back again next time. And people send in a question, and I'll send it to Michael, and we'll go through those in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you, Michael, and well, aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye.